Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Sunday evening, August 24th, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
White House backs away from equity stakes in TSMC Micron. The Trump administration is pushing for equity stakes in some U.S. chip makers receiving CHIPS Act funding, but will avoid Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Co. and Micron Technology, Inc. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick stated that the government may pursue up to a 10% stake in Intel Corp., arguing that taxpayers deserve a share of the profits. While the Biden administration limited subsidies to grants, President Trump wants equity tied to federal support. TSMC, a key supplier to Apple and NVIDIA, committed to $100 billion in new U.S. investments, with Micron also expanding its U.S. manufacturing plans. TSMC executives have discussed returning subsidies if forced to give up equity. The Commerce Department awarded significant funding to TSMC, Micron, and Samsung to boost domestic chip production, with much of the program's budget remaining unspent. Stock prices for TSMC, Micron, and Intel saw varied movements in response to the news.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.